Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is hit by the pitch. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards center. Munday fields it and throws to second to catch Biedner for the out. Jorgensen scores. One out. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hoseley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoseley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive beyond first. Lockhock can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Renko covering. Safe. Rochelle moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Rochelle moves to third. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get Rochelle. Monday moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rochelle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hoseley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoseley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoseley hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rochelle hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. Cardinal moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The slide. Foot applies the tag. Cardinal is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs won. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Foote reaches second base with a double. Biotner scores. Mackanin moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Renko for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manguel is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hosley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Rick Ruschel. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Trillo moves to third. Two outs. Fred Sherman now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Gary Carter pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Larry Biotner. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Carter now playing right field. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Murray. Cardenal moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hosley is hit by the pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Rob Sparing pinch runs for Tim Hosley. Champ Summers pinch hits for Manny Trillo. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Lockhock moves to third. Sparing moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Vic Harris pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lockhock scores. Sparing moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Murray, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Steve Swisher now catching. Rob Sparing now playing second base. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to third. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jose Morales. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mackinnon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.